Hi guys, welcome to another episode of No Filters with Barry. Today I have a face to the voice you've been hearing all this while, Mr. Alex Olufadeji. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
How you doing now?
I'm fine, uncle.
How did it go? I see your snap.
Okay.
We see live as we travel.
Today's Saturday now, like I went to play ball, so I had to like they just cut our grass, so we didn't have to go travel today.
That's good. Make some
look at them. Play again.
No mind. How many goals is coming?
Just a goal.
Just a goal. 100.
No, bro.
Okay, on this episode, we are doing a running of the Premier League. As you can see, we are following the table. We are following the league generally. You know that this is a tough. Title race now boils down to three teams and 2 points difference, right? Who would have seen that coming? Who would have seen that? But earlier on the show, we don't already talk, say, even if Arsenal they on top, Man City, we know them for that late comeback in the season.
True.
Sure, you get. And as Man City now, they don't repeat what they always do.
They don't come back as usual again.
As usual. So some of our predictions don't come to fruit. But someone we are missing today. And I'm so sad that he's not able to make this episode. Mr. Lollipop. When I did, I want to drag him. Yeah.
As league they go now, who you think say not gonna lose any match at all in the remaining future?
We talk.
In talk say Arsenal.
Oh my god. Of all people.
Arsenal.
Of all people. So, but some of the predictions he has made save actually they quite solid. He predicted that Madrid go enter final, and as it's going like this, it looks like really likely say Madrid go enter final. What do you think?
Yes, ma'am. I feel say they go actually enter final, but they play Bayern.
Yeah.
And we talked about that and he said the only problem they can have is if they share them with Man City.
Yes. That was actually right on. But my bro, you talk it out and you come drag it too. You talk it and they come drag it too.
Actually, if you say Inter will play Inter final, this is how they performed last season. Now I have to like see. They lack some confidence, like leader, like Onana now. They part of those who like help them that learn from the back and they have strong defense.
Valid. I feel, bro, let's take a look at why we are actually here today. The Premier League is exciting. I know that earlier in the show, we don't already talk, say, Man City, that them be the likely winners.
Yeah,
and they still look like the likely
winners.
I still want to hold out the hope that something go happen, maybe Liverpool clubs last season after Liverpool go give them the kind of like ginger. To find a way to come on top. Let's look at the winning fixtures. I think they are on midday 33 like this. So Man City, let's look at number one first, Man City. At how easy it is for them to win the league. Their next match, Brighton. Away to Brighton, they go Brighton.
Ha.
That one
is Brighton not different this season, so it's supposed to be easy for them.
That kind of thing. Then they have Wolves. Their next match after Wolves, Fulham and Tottenham.
Ah, Tottenham. That's a strong one, though.
But the way me are the few, I say, okay, now Man City don't come out for UEFA.
Check you feel me.
They don't come out for UEFA. So most likely they are going all in for the league. There must be no errors.
No errors.
And guys, I didn't know what do. Their last game of the season at West Ham.
West Ham still no different from this season.
Out of all these matches, the only one way I can say Man City can no win at that Tottenham game.
Ah.
So at least they have 12 points.
How many matches remain for them?
Five.
Five matches?
Yeah.
Ah. At least they will have four now.
They have 4 wins at
the That's 12 points.
In fact, more can look the other contenders. Okay. Which is Arsenal and Liverpool. And Liverpool see 12 points this season. Again, from their remaining fixtures, they have Fulham, Everton, West Ham, Tottenham, Aston Villa, and Wolves.
Aston Villa is a tough one.
Very tough.
Tottenham will be a tough one.
Liverpool form down deep. They lost to Atlanta.
Yes. Atlanta beat them last time. They won.
They won 1-0, but still, they've been knocked out.
They've been knocked out. Nothing can do. Nothing can do. Focus on the league too.
They will try and focus, but they are not particularly in form. The officials they simple myself for Tottenham and Aston Villa.
Oh, well, Aston Villa no beat.
That not exactly. Man, you will beat themselves. Nah, by luck. I don't know if
yeah, not by luck. By luck.
Not by luck. That goes grace. The main butlers, the one I'll be like, I'm excited to talk about them. Now why I put them last?
Okay.
Asna.
They've
done it again. They've managed to find a way to
bottle lose it again. They are butlers. I don't know what they did last season too.
Nah, they are way like in the culture now. The Emirates way. I have a couple friends back that are like Arsenal fans. And they always like their energy at the beginning of the season. It's not that case.
They don't believe that they can just come and win it. Look at them in Champions League. What are you doing? Exactly. But they actually tried in Champions League.
They tried.
They almost chilled Bayern. I wonder what Madrid will do to them.
To Bayern?
Bayern.
I would like to go to Bayern, bro. Not like I want to be, but I feel like a miracle is about to happen.
Have you forgotten Harry Kane is still there?
With the cause, bro.
With the cause. That's what you went through.
Bro, that's another
big amount of goals.
That's another big question.
Now they lost the league.
Is Harry Kane going to go through fitness again this season?
That's a very big question.
Is the season that Harry Kane moves to Bayern. That season that Xabi Alonso resurgence will come, because this season, bro, Alonso hasn't lost one single match.
That's amazing. Like, imagine playing Bayern, beat Bayern twice,
bro. Now we can even cement them as the league winner. Be that say, this is the best team.
But we don't know, we still have like few matches left to
we don't secure the Bundesliga.
Yeah, they've collected the Bundesliga. Okay, they can always lose it. But I'm not sure. Do you think they want to do it?
Like lose
a match.
I think they probably have set their minds and their sights on to the record all. Breaking. Win all. No,
I agree with you,
Guys, their mentality, they've scored almost high percentage of their goals this season. Come like 82 minutes, like last 10 minutes.
When you are like, we are not losing here.
We are not losing here, bro. We are not taking a draw from this draw. Guy. The mentality
we have to win.
Crazy.
We have to win. Let's go. Let's keep going.
Bro, the mentality is crazy. It's crazy. But Arsenal, and Arsenal still get, because the bar that we set for Man City back, I say Man City still is 12 points. At least, guys, they don't have for UEFA. So they move with para.
It's like half FA Cup.
Like
against Chelsea,
semi-final.
Yes.
My energy against Chelsea again this season, bro. You don't know since after 3 match.
That match was like extraordinary match. I didn't even know how it happened. Like I was winning already,
bro.
And I brought in Rashford. Rashford was jogging on the pitch.
I thought you agreed that.
Okay,
it's not Rashford.
It's not Rashford.
Trashford, bro.
Don't feel that. Trashford.
Trashford.
I have been really poor this season.
Does he even have up to 10 goals? Bro, do we even have to go there? Do we have to go to that part again? Every time we want to talk about Man United, they always came in.
Just
talk about football
and not talk about your childhood team. They are giving us real pain.
Too much pain, man.
So what will we do now? Glory, Man United.
My bro. But let's get back to Arsenal. Yeah, Arsenal has Wolves, Chelsea, Tottenham. So Tottenham, is Arsenal beating them also?
I think that's the derby match now.
Both London teams are good.
London teams, so it will be like a very tough one.
Guy.
Very tough one.
But I think, you know, if I will say
Arsenal will come out on top.
Come out on top. So we are giving them 9 points already.
No, they lost the Champions League too. They actually thought they could do something.
They thought they could do something.
They tried. Arsenal.
They tried. At least they did better than Mayu, so they cannot try. Way better than mine. So my after the last fixtures, Bournemouth, Man United, and Everton.
Wow.
Let's start with Man United match. Who is winning? Arsenal, Man.
Just Arsenal. I just want to put my trust in Ten Hag because he said she what. Just trust him.
Trust in the process.
You have to like. I feel you can come out with a draw. I'm not sure what
happened. Old Trafford has been an hotel this season.
That's
the biggest. Everybody knows they call you.
Fans, we are not here with you guys.
Onana,
I won't even call out. Do you know how many goals he has considered this season?
Bro, I saw one post that is like 4 goals away from reaching 75 goals. Considered, no competitions.
Onana at 70. We're actually truly our keeper as well.
Because he was true. Why would we not go through him? Though I want to put my faith in Manu. I think. Man, you put up a fight. Everton will collect. So at least Arsenal is capable of coming up with 12.2. But there's a big odd that they won't get. So like this title race that I'm looking at, the most probable winner is still Manchester City. How many times I want to watch Man City lift the trophy, bro? How many times?
Well, you can't blame only Manchester United. What is Liverpool doing then? Chelsea, what are they doing?
But as a Man U fan, I have to blame Man U.
We're meant to be up there with them. Let's do these things together.
Well, we'll see next season. Yeah, I'm trusting the process. I'm trusting anything. And we'll get there. I'm loving the future. Garnacho, Kobbie Mainoo.
Okay.
That boy is very, very promising. It's very, very promising. Aston Villa is looking like they are going to qualify for the Champions League.
Aston Villa, yes. They have been top form this season.
So, Unai Emery, salute.
Emery, in fact.
And they are in semi-final of the Conference Cup too.
That is a big achievement.
For that kind of team.
That is any less. There is nobody they didn't beat this season. Manchester City. They all wanted to kill them.
I was watching that match, I was like, wait, where is Man City? Who is the two of them?
They wanted to kill them. I'm like, man, you too. But man, you let that one them. I'm proud of my boys.
That might be 3-2 now.
Yeah,
it was very close. Very close.
But I'm proud of them.
For that one,
I did it.
Out of all the top six, the giant. Man, you I did it. At least finally, you have something to
do. I think Chelsea to try. Averio, you sabi Averio now.
I know Averio.
Wait, talk. See, now why would they call him both?
Okay. Yeah, sabi Averio. Sorry.
He ain't talk, say, Chelsea.
Yeah.
They carry Nigerian national budget.
Okay. Yeah. Enzo. I mean, like I said, though.
Both of them. Nigerian national budget, almost 150 million. Two of them.
They tell you, honestly, Kasejo now 100.
1 million now.
Bro, we talked about this earlier. Like, I think this is one of our first ever episode.
Bro.
We've come far, man, my bro. Thanks for coming along.
We are going further.
Yeah, I like that. We said something about Casemiro, like, she in one term or in no one term. Mm-hmm. But we said, let's give him time. At least we've given
him enough time. How many matches left?
This is enough time. And from what I've seen so far, I can say Brighton got the better part of the team.
Yes, they did. Especially in that Casemiro.
And that's honestly 100 million.
What is he playing?
Almost all Chelsea match I've been able to watch this season, bro. They sub and Roman's career.
National budget.
Get out. Get out. Okay, for Aston Villa, as you're saying, Aston Villa still has Brighton and they still have Liverpool. But they're only 3 points ahead of Tottenham. Aston Villa or Tottenham will make final four. What do you think?
I guess now Aston Villa
go make and back.
Form where they carry go now, man, is extraordinary.
I think
the ginger did their body like
Tottenham still has the top three. One, two, they get Man City, they get
Aston Villa.
Tottenham.
Yeah, so that's true. That's true.
Tottenham is
they will lose two.
I think they will lose two. I even wanted the guy in the weekend. I wanted to say they will lose one. And they will draw one.
Okay.
They will lose Man City for sure.
They can draw.
They can draw Arsenal. She gets. So they can. So okay. Now I said we've talked about the title race. The title race. What's your prediction? Who is winning? I want straight. Okay. I want you to drop two predictions.
Okay.
Premier League winner and UEFA winner.
She gets. Premier League winner, obviously. The champions. Manchester City. Do I want to make mistake to say United? Stop that, please. Manchester City.
Why was it going to match? You can want something that you want? Maybe in
2035.
Yes.
Or 2095.
I hope it is 2035 and not 2095.
I hope so.
Share you get. Okay. For the UEFA. Final UEFA winner prediction. I want one thing. I want to throw a question to you,
okay.
Which I was thinking that it would be like a sweet folklore, like a story you can tell your grandkids that the legend of Kylian Mbappe. He was projected to be a world class Ballon d'Or, multiple-time Ballon d'Or winners, but he tried many times to win it with the French giant PSG. He failed until. Last season. What do you think?
Is the last dance, Mbappe.
The last dance. Is it possible for Mbappe to do it with PSG and not give up a chapter in his last season?
Now that I think they have to hear it. I think they appeared with Dortmund and look at what Dortmund did.
To Atletico Madrid. Yeah.
They didn't give up. Let me put it like that. They were ruthless. They didn't give up. They had to win. They were like, maybe half time, we need this win. Let's get it.
And they try imagine what's in the ginger then. Like, say, okay, let's push for that. I think it's just business with Dortmund because by summer transfer, half of their team. We carry them go far this day. They will say, make money back quick. Sancho will probably go back to Man U. Are you looking forward to Sancho back?
I don't want Sancho back. I'm happy for him where he is. And even Ten Hag is happy for him where he is.
Honestly,
I think that's what is actually gingering them.
That kind of
Sancho to and Savista, they are trying to like prove that Manchester United.
I think so far they'll be proven right because Dortmund has gone beyond. Not even make it outside of group stage.
Imagine.
They did not even get into Europa, my bros.
I had Galatasaray, I had Copenhagen. And I came fourth.
Bro, very disappointing season. For Man United at Trashford, bro. Trashford. Thank you, bro.
No. Pokoni. You know Pokoni?
I don't know. I'm so drunk. But honestly, I like that assist against Chelsea, but we still lost that match. I would have loved to relish that assist, but bro, we still lost.
That penalty was not a penalty. The one he tried to like give, the one he committed, sorry.
Okay, the first penalty.
Yeah, first penalty.
Yeah, they didn't even check the
VAR. They can't see it now. Why did they introduce VAR? Like, why did not?
Why are we using VAR?
Penalty check it. Did he touch him? Did he not? That's why you people are there, but they didn't even check it at all. Penalty. Karma. That's what he does for a living.
Bro, that's the fact. They actually get
us for a living. How many penalties this
season? Oh my god, I for like the guy. Change gets because it's good. It's good. I'm not saying like it's not like flamboyant, flashy or anything. Okay. I think he has that winning mentality I so love in players. And that kind of winning mentality with the OD.
Yeah,
when they find that goal out against Madrid, he did that Parma guy. Honestly, but he's wearing blue.
Blue.
And I don't know that.
And that blue, awesome.
Awesome.
But like actually, but he's a killer. Like his goals now, I think he's on same goals with Alan.
With Alan, almost
20 guy, goals.
I would have rooted for Garnacho as PFA Young Player of the Year. Bro, you don't forget the overhead kick. What are you on to? He's been performing this season now.
The fact that I even love him.
The fact that can you get? I was rooting for him, but we saw Kopama as good this season. I'm now sure that Kopama is the PFA Young Player of the Year. I'm certain. But we're talking about, is this the last dance Kylian Mbappe?
Okay.
Is he going to win it this last time with PSG?
If they could like have the same ginger, if they can have the same ginger they had
against Barca.
Against Barca.
Barca, the referee helped them or not?
Did we say that one?
See, they don't go call me ever.
That ball was a penalty actually, but I didn't think it was the red. Yeah, it was actually soft.
Yeah, no. For red card, Abby.
For the red card. It was that red card that killed the game. Yes.
You were rooting for Barca to win.
I wanted Barca to win.
You wanted Barca to win. That kind of thing.
I wanted Clash.
I was honestly rooting for PSG.
In the final.
That kind of thing. Bro, but that would have been an easy win for Real Madrid.
Real Madrid.
To Barca, why
so what do you think they can't beat?
They can't beat yes. Now
between
the person we are going to put money on. You know, we are talking about like, is it possible for PSG to get to the final?
Okay.
So I feel actually lean towards Bayern beating Real Madrid to get to the final, and Bayern facing PSG, but losing to PSG because PSG don't lose to them before that year.
Okay.
I don't know if you get the kind of plot I'm trying to follow.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. This looks like a last dance for PSG. Say the story. Say the golden boy won. Bro. Mbappe goat to me in my books. Mbappe is a goat already.
Should I change your
After story? That, 3 goals for you, World Cup is a goat already.
Should I change your story?
It's me.
What if it's something like, okay, PSG won, Dortmund, and they entered the final.
Okay.
And Madrid won, Bayern.
It's now Bellingham against.
Bellingham against Mbappe.
That who kind
is up for the Ballon d'Or?
Is his old team. Soon to be old team.
Soon to be.
Against his. Soon to Madrid. Be new team.
Now. Shows him why he's meant to be
he's
there
meant...
by beating them 4-1 is okay for me. Just 4-1.
By beating them,
like, if you just swap shirts,
Madrid, bro, they gotta go dressing room together. That's a nice twist. But me, I'm trying to move towards the greatest of all time twist.
Okay,
but that's a nice twist. So, what's your prediction? UEFA Champions League final winner. From all these things we don't talk, why are you choosing to win the tie? Real Madrid, Bayern, and PSG Dortmund, and who's winning the final?
I will
showdown.
I will go for Madrid against Bayern. Madrid should win.
Okay.
Enter the final, then PSG should. I'll go with my story. Then okay. Yeah, PSG should actually enter the final. So.
I also go for my story. PSG to beat Dortmund,
okay,
and Bayern to beat Real Madrid. It's going to be a big heartbreak for Madrid, and they will see that Omo, we actually need you back. We need him to come. Change it.
Okay,
that's how that feels. Say we really need the back to come.
Mm-hmm.
We are going all out.
How did we lose this?
How did we lose
but
this? We
had the back. Somebody like that. Imagine a team like
they are,
that.
They are not, but I feel like this is a new generation of Galacticos. I think in their story, they have to suffer some defeats too. Yeah, when Ronaldo got there, he suffered some defeats before he became the GOAT. Bayern commot Ronaldo. Now, why Ronaldo get vendetta? It is why I say, you know, anytime we are catching a game for this champion, you party. Bro. On them, not a joke. Actually, always whenever playing against Bayern, Shake it. So I'll go with Bayern upsetting Real Madrid.
Okay.
causing a heartbreak for the young Galacticos. Vinicius, Bellingham, Mandem. To say, wow, we need one more.
Are you sure you will agree with that?
I'm a big fan of Bellingham. No, my prediction is that PSG is going to win. I'm going to try and root for Mbappe. So, PSG and I'll say Man City. Man City has the league.
Manchester has the league, obviously.
Should I say Man City?
You want to go for another person?
I want to go for the sweet stories. The Cinderella winning. This is Klopp's last season at Liverpool. He said, I'm not doing any more. I don't want anything. I won't win. Doesn't have the energy anymore. So I want to think that since Atlanta have shamed them, if embarrassed them, send them packing back to England, that there's no success story, there's no sweet story for you. They want to like go all in into the Premier League too. I want to stick with that Cinderella story. So my prediction is Liverpool to win the league and PSG to win UEFA Champions League. Change it. Those are my predictions, right? Well, I'm looking forward to how it will turn out. On behalf of our sponsors, there's an opportunity for three people to win the sum of 20,000 naira by making the correct prediction of the Premier League winner and UEFA Champions League winner. What are the requirements that you need to win these things? Number one, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Where you watch this video right now, please subscribe at NF It's Barry. Follow us on Twitter at NF It's Barry. Then comment under this video your Premier League winner and UEFA Champions League winner. 20,000 naira is up for the grabs. You can be the lucky one. Three people, so there's a chance for you. Yeah, I've made my own prediction.
I'm gonna go first right now.
So you are telling everybody to go with your prediction. I feel like people want to go with the easy thing because Man City. But my mind they tell me, and I know they ever doubt my mind. If you believe in no filters, listen to this. I know they ever doubt my mind. I feel like there is one twist going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a super story, like Mbappe winning the UEFA Champions League this year. One super story will happen, or Klopp winning Premier League in his last season. One super story, one Cinderella story is about to go down. Don't forget to join the challenge predictions, make Premier League predictions and UEFA Champions League predictions. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, then comment. The window to start commenting starts now, and it closes on the 7th of May. Any predictions after the 7th of May is gone. The first three people to get it right, will be watching. There's a prize for you. Let's go there. This has been fun, my bro. Thanks for coming on it.
I appreciate you, bro. I appreciate you.
As you said earlier, we are going further. Cheers to that. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'll see you on the next episode.
Thank you, guys.